the name Chloe peaked in the UK in the 1990s. It's connected to the ancient Greek chlorus, meaning pale green, also the root of the word chlorophyll, a natural compound which gives green plants their colour. Virtue names like chastity, charity, and constance were popularised by the Puritans, who in the 16th and 17th centuries were known to choose names that reflected their values. The name Callum is Scottish Gaelic and derives from the Latin word columba, meaning dove. The name Colin too has Gaelic roots, but can also come from the name Nicholas, which is of ancient Greek origin. This episode traces the etymology of names beginning with C. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion Word History. One of the best-known individuals bearing the name Charles today is the current King of the United Kingdom, Charles III. He can hardly be described as a commoner, a peasant, or someone ill-mannered. Nevertheless, the history of the name Charles is intertwined with such associations. The name Charles traces its roots back to the Middle High German name Karl, spelled with a K. Middle High German being a form of the German language spoken from the 11th to 14th century. Karl, in turn, has its origins in older Germanic language forms, where it meant man, specifically denoting a man or person of low birth. The Oxford English Dictionary defines Karl, lowercase c, as a word with a similar meaning, though it's considered archaic. Another word derived from this root found in the dictionary is churlish, signifying impoliteness and mean-spiritedness, likely due to that association of the root word denoting someone of low social standing. In addition to the Germanic root Karl yielding names like Karl and Charles, along with terms like churlish, it also serves as the origin for names such as Caroline, Carla, and Charlotte. The name Curtis originates from Old French, derived from courtis, which also gave rise to the word courteous. Thus the name Curtis carries the same meaning. Courteous means to have elegant manners suitable for court. An antithesis of such is to be curt, which is to be brief to the point of being rude. Curt comes from the Latin cortus, meaning short. That Latin cortus is the root of the name Courtney. Despite Courtney sounding similar to the word court and Curtis to the word curt, Courtney shares its etymology with curt, whilst Curtis shares its word history with the word court. The name Calvin has its roots in the Latin word calvus, meaning hairless or bald. This Latin root led to the Old French term chauve, also to mean baldness, later becoming a surname of nickname origin. Another surname that developed from this term was Corvin or Corvin, which eventually evolved into a given name Calvin, possibly around the 16th century. Both Chauve and Calvin underwent further development from last names to terms to represent ideologies, as seen in the terms chauvinism and Calvinism. Chauvinism broadly refers to excessive support for one cause over another, whether it's a country or a group. However, it's commonly associated with sexism through the specific term male chauvinist, which dates back to the 1940s. Chauvinism is named after Nicolas Chauvin, a figure who is either a real person or a fictional character, depending on who you ask. He was known for his idolization of Napoleon, for whom he supposedly served as a soldier. Calvinism is a religious belief system that revolves around the concept of predestination, dealing with the question of who will be saved by God. This term is derived from John Calvin, a prominent 16th century Protestant reformer who formulated these teachings. Many given names originated as surnames, and Clifford is no exception. It initially emerged as a habitational surname for individuals living near a ford close to a cliff. Both cliff and ford have survived in modern English in their Old English forms. The name Clive also comes from the Old English cliff. Another name with rocky associations is Craig, derived from the Scottish Gaelic word creck, meaning rock. Like Clifford, it began as a habitational surname before gaining popularity as a masculine given name. The root of Craig, meaning rock, is evident in the term cragsman, referring to a skilled rock climber. The female given name Chelsea, derived from the London place name, holds rock-related associations too. Etymologically, it translates to chalk landing place, the chel element originating from the Old English word chuolk, signifying chalk, while the second element comes from the word hooth, indicating a landing place. The term hooth, denoting a landing place, persists in modern place names with Hythe, which refers to a small harbour on a river. Claude and Claudia are similar to names like Juliet, Valerie and Antony, having origins rooted in Roman family names. Take for example the renowned Julius Caesar, whose full name was Gaius Julius Caesar. In this case, Julius served as his family name, known as a nomen, derived from the clan name of Julia. Claude and Claudia stem from the family identifier Claudius. The origin of this name is suggested to either come from Claudus, meaning lame or limp, or clausus, meaning to shut or close, both of Latin origin. Another Roman family name used as a first name today is Cornelius. The etymology around the Roman family name of Cornelius is somewhat unclear, but a theory suggests a connection to the Latin cornu, meaning horn. This root is also seen in words like cornet, referring to a trumpet-like instrument, as well as the word cornetto, the name of a popular ice cream snack in the UK, which translates from Italian to little horn, referencing the shape of the ice cream cone. In addition to family or gens names, Roman individuals often had a cognomen, which indicated the branch or part of the family that they belonged to. For example, in the case of Gaius Julius Caesar, Caesar served as the cognomen. The names Camilla and Camille derive from the cognomen Camillus. The name Catherine originates from the ancient Greek name Ekaterini. Its exact meaning remains unknown, but due to its phonetic similarity to the ancient Greek word kataros, meaning pure, many interpret Catherine and its diminutives to mean such, although to do so is etymologically false. The name Karen is a Danish variant of Catherine and has evolved into a distinct name in its own right. Let's take a look at some names of Hebrew origin. Caleb, originating from the Hebrew Caleb, comes to us via Latin and ancient Greek. Its meaning is often interpreted as faithful, potentially stemming from the Hebrew word keleb, meaning dog. Carmen and Carmel trace their origins back to the Hebrew word Carmel, meaning vineyard of God. Cain finds its roots in the Hebrew Cain, meaning a smith or craftsman. The Puritans, a group of Protestants in the 16th and 17th centuries, sought to reform the Church of England by eliminating what they saw as Roman Catholic practices. This movement influenced the use of virtue words as given names to express their values. Among the most famous examples are the names Faith, Hope, and Charity. In exploring names beginning with C, let's look at the etymology of the names Charity, Constance, and Chastity. Charity comes from the Old French charité, derived from the Latin carus, meaning dear or beloved. The word Constance emerged around the 14th century to signify steadfastness or continuity. Though the word Constance is obsolete, its connection to the word constant is clear. That traces back to the Latin constare, meaning to stand together. Chastity symbolizes the value of sexual purity, originating from the Old French chastité, derived from the Latin castus, meaning pure. While the term chastity belt to describe a lockable garment preventing intercourse originated in the late 19th century, evidence of their common use is debated among historians, with many considering them more mythical than factual, despite suggestions of their existence from the 15th century. The name Chloe experienced its peak popularity in England and Wales during the 1990s. Chloe finds its roots in the ancient Greek Chloe, meaning a young green shoot or bud. This name is closely linked to the ancient Greek word chlorus, meaning pale green, a word which also serves as the foundation for words like chlorophyll, a vital compound in green plants, and chlorine, a distinct yellow-green gas. The names Callum, Connor, and Colin all have Gaelic roots. Callum, a Scottish Gaelic variant of the Irish colm, originates from the Latin word for dove, columba. The name Colin has two supposed origins. In Gaelic, it stems from the Old Irish word Cúilín, meaning a pup or a cub, later anglicised as Colin. Alternatively, Colin can be derived from the name Col, a shortened form of Nicholas, which was used in the Middle Ages. Another sea name that stems from Nicholas is Claus. Primarily, it's found in Denmark and the Netherlands. In English-speaking countries, it's most famously associated with Santa Claus. Lastly, Connor is believed to be an anglicised version of an old Irish name that appears phonetically as Conchobar, meaning a lover of hounds. Thank you. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.